Whatsoever ye do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:17. It is this principle that was stated by the Apostle Paul, saying, "And exercise thyself unto godliness, for bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life which now is, and of that which is to come." 1 Timothy 4:8. The benefits of the gospel should readily be seen in what the Lord accomplished by His coming. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. John 1:17-18. There are numerous relationships of which each man may engage. Family, citizen, friend, or saint. Saint used in its biblical application, as in Philippians 1:1. The Apostle Paul saying, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus. The varied relationships of life may come in youth or in old age, but whichever era of life they come, God has the answers for a successful life. What of the young? The psalmist said, "Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word." The 119th Psalm in verse 9. If a man or woman hopes to be a partaker of the divine nature and have the promise of the life which now is and of that which is to come, it can only be realized through obedience to the will of God and by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Solomon said, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For youth and the dawn of life are vanity." Ecclesiastes 11:9-10. What decisions do the youth need to be considering? 1. Choosing their companions. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scoffer heareth not rebuke. Proverbs 13:1. As the father of the text spoke, he said, "Walk with wise men, and thou shalt be wise, but the companion of fools shall smart for it." Proverbs 13:20. And the Apostle Paul said, "Be not deceived. Evil companionship corrupt good morals." 1 Corinthians 15:33. 2. Choosing activities. Solomon told his son, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be a chaplet of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, 'Come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as Sheol, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Thou shalt cast thy lot among us. We will all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path." Proverbs 1:8-15. It's not a matter of if such a challenge is presented. It's only a matter of when. When determining one's activities, Solomon said, "Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and the idle soul shall suffer hunger." Proverbs 19:15. The condition of our society's youth is in danger of great suffering. I have spoken with a number of businessmen, and invariably the topic of work ethics among the young pervade the conversation. And they say, "The young people of today have no work in them." As a young man or young woman, The words of Jeremiah should lead you in the choosing of your activities, saying, "It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth." Lamentations 3 and verse 27. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Solomon, saying, "The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge, but the foolish despise wisdom and instruction." Proverbs 1 and verse 7.